what's been on your mind and stressing you out lately? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When life gets overwhelming, whether it's a heavy to-do list or decisions about your future, it can feel like you're drowning. You might be struggling with anxiety, a ton of stress. So instead of constantly dwelling on it, consider taking some time to give these burdens to Jesus. He invites you to rest, not just from your worries, but into his peace. Let's talk about it some more with today's story, Spending Time with the Lord by Joy Jones. My stomach churned looking at my to-do list. Send out graduation announcements, study for final exams, review college prerequisite requirements, create an RSVP list for graduation parties. The list seemed to go on and on. I closed my eyes, hoping that the pit in my stomach would go away, but the more I thought about the list, the worse I felt. I thought the days leading up to graduation were supposed to be fun and carefree, but here I was with a to-do list longer than I could have imagined. How was I going to complete every task? I tried putting together a plan, but nothing seemed to shake away the nerves. It wasn't until I opened my Bible and read Luke 10, verses 38 through 42, that I received the answer that I was seeking. In this Bible passage, Jesus and his disciples are visiting the town of Bethany, where a woman named Martha opens her home to him. Martha's sister Mary is there, and while Mary is sitting at the Lord's feet listening to him, Martha is distracted by her to-do list. Martha becomes overwhelmed with all the preparations, and she comes to Jesus frustrated that her sister is not helping her. Jesus replies, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." I realized that, like Martha, I was so distracted by my to-do list that I forgot to spend time with the Lord. So I decided to pray about my list and set aside dedicated time to read the Word of God. In the final days leading up to graduation, I truly felt as if a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. Whenever we're feeling anxious and overwhelmed with to-do lists and decisions about the future, Jesus always invites us to come to him and rest. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. What are a few things that have been weighing on you lately? Maybe it's items on your to-do list, or decisions about your future, or something else entirely. Consider taking some time to give these to Jesus in prayer. It can be hard to trust him with the things we care about, but remember, he went to the cross for you because he loves you, and he wants to carry every burden for you. Especially in busy seasons of life, it's hard to prioritize spending intentional time with God. Yet praying and being in God's Word, both together and with fellow Christians, are vital to the Christian life. What are some practical ways you can set aside time with Jesus this week? Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Matthew 11:28 through 30 and Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries. And would you consider subscribing to Unlocked on your podcast app, you know, like Apple Podcasts or Spotify? You can search for Unlocked Daily Devotional and hit the follow button there and add faith to your daily routine. So start your day with inspiration and unlock a deeper connection with God. Search for Unlocked Daily Devotional in your podcast app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It can hurt to work through the pain in your life, but with Jesus, you can trust he will heal it. Natalie talked more about that. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life. In this Bible passage, Jesus and his disciples are visiting. There's that visiting word again. That was in the blooper reel.